Very first question comes from Charles and Carmary Broyce. Can we sign both DeAndre Hopkins and A.J. Boye? Well, yes, you can. DeAndre Hopkins already is under contract, but there has been talk about maybe getting him a new deal. And then A.J. Boye is a free agent, and I know the Texans would very much like to keep him in the fold. But yeah, there's always a way to sign both of them. Don't know what would happen with the rest of the roster, but yes, short answer, yes, there is. Jared Van Landingham has this. What is the status of Brock Osweiler? Well, Jared, he's under contract. He's said, hey, I got to get better. I got to play a lot better, and he's going to work on that this offseason. But yeah, he's under contract. So is Tom Savage. So there you go. Jonathan Lovell, again, peppered me with about 40 questions, all in caps lock. So I'm going to choose one of them. Dear Drew, do you think Steven Anderson will make a much bigger impact in 2017? I think he'll make a bigger impact. He was a rookie in 2016, was undrafted out of Cal, had some nice moments, had a touchdown at Jacksonville. So definitely, and some big plays on special teams, definitely think he can contribute a little bit more as he learns more about the offense, more about being a professional, changes things off-season workout conditioning-wise. Yes, I do think you will see more from Steven Anderson next season. Shelby T. Mitchell, dear Drew, he is working. Bless Drew's heart. Thank you. Antonio Perez Jr., dear Drew, how do you think J.J. Watt will play despite his injuries? He said he's feeling better. He said that the rehab from injury is in the rearview mirror and is just getting ready now for 2017. Said he can be available for OTAs. Whether or not he's actually in OTAs is going to be the coaching training staff decision. But, yeah, I think big things to come from J.J. and this defense next season. I can't wait. Derwin Jordan has a good one. Dear Drew, Victor Cruz worked with Texans QB coach Sean Ryan when both were with the New York Giants. What are the odds we try to add some veteran leadership with Victor Cruz here to the team? You know, it wouldn't stun me. I could see the Texans kicking the tires on him. They have their due diligence, do their due diligence on all free agents. But it's still early in the process. I think if that were to happen, it'd be later in the free agent game. But, yeah, I could see that happening because of the familiarity that you mentioned. And, Derwin, that's such a great question that we're going to give you some scratch-offs. So, hey, email right here. Say, I got scratch-offs, and Derwin, you win. And our dear friend, Debbie Chapa-Brannon. Dear Drew, how do you spend your Sundays these days? Boy, Debbie, Sundays are dark days when it's not the autumn. But I oversee the lawn crew, too. That's a weird one. Wow. Keep the questions coming. We love talking to you, love hearing from you, and we'll do it again next week. Sound good?